countries, including South Africa, Australia, and Argentina, have had a surprise during their winter season. Their steps against COVID-19 also seemed to block the flu. Winter is now ending in the southern hemisphere, as summer is nearing its end in the northern half of the world. But there is no guarantee that northern countries will have the same experience as southern ones. Dr. Robert Redfield is director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He told the Associated Press, "This could be one of the worst seasons we've had from a public health perspective, with COVID and flu coming together." But he added, "It could also be one of the best flu seasons we've had." U.S. health officials are urging Americans to get vaccinated against the flu in record numbers this autumn. The hope is that hospitals will not have to face two pandemics at once. It is becoming clear that wearing face masks, avoiding crowds, and keeping your distance are protections that are not only helpful to prevent COVID-19. They are going to work for any respiratory virus, Redfield noted. Usually, South Africa sees widespread influenza during the Southern Hemisphere's winter months of May through August. This year, testing carried out by the country's National Institute of Communicable Diseases is finding few cases. The situation is very unusual. School closures, limited public gatherings, and calls to wear masks and wash hands have knocked down the flu, said Dr. Cheryl Cohen, head of the Institute's respiratory program. That meant lives saved from the flu. It also, Cohen noted, freed up our hospital's capacity to treat COVID-19 patients. In Australia, the National Health Department reported just 36 laboratory-confirmed flu-related deaths from January to the middle of August. It reported more than 480 during the same period last year. The most likely and biggest contributor is social distancing, said Dr. Robert Bui, an infectious diseases expert at the University of Sydney. The coronavirus is blamed for about 24 million infections and more than 821,000 deaths worldwide in just the first 8 months of this year. A normal flu year could have the world's hospitals dealing with several million more severely ill people on top of COVID-19. In February and March, the worldwide spread of the coronavirus was just being recognized. At the time, many countries in the Southern Hemisphere began preparing to deal with both flu and COVID-19. As they shut down to fight the coronavirus, they also made a push for flu vaccinations. "We gave many more flu vaccinations, like four times more," said Jaco Havenga, a drug maker who works at Maize Chemist near Johannesburg in South Africa. The flu has not disappeared, a World Health Organization report recently warned. The report said that, worldwide, influenza activity was reported at lower levels than expected for this time of year. The WHO also noted that some people who had the flu in Southern Hemisphere countries might have just stayed at home and not seen a doctor because of the coronavirus pandemic. Children usually drive flu's spread. International influenza experts say keeping schools closed, as well as face mask and distancing rules, have helped keep the spread low. The United States and some countries in Europe have not been as restrictive with coronavirus rules as some Southern Hemisphere countries. They are in many cases reopening schools and reducing distancing rules, even as COVID-19 continues to spread. The US CDC is urging a record number of flu vaccinations. Redfield's goal is for at least 65% of adults to be vaccinated. Usually, only about half of US adults get the flu vaccine. The US expects more than 190 million individual flu vaccines, about 20 million more than last year. States are being urged to make it easy for people to get flu shots. Suggestions include vaccinating people in their cars in an effort to avoid crowds. In an unusual move, the state of Massachusetts is requiring flu vaccination for all students this year. Usually, only some healthcare workers face such requirements. The flu vaccine only protects against influenza. It will not reduce a person's chances of getting the coronavirus. Vaccines against COVID-19 are still experimental, and several candidates are entering final testing to see if they are effective. I'm Ashley Thompson.